Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you have hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option that you select one time for convenience. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions. You can engage with other listeners, and you can even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There is a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Also, please help me spread the word about the show. I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, I saw a lot of trick plays in one NFL game alone in Week 14. It's a good thing there are so many highlight shows in the NFL's app to watch replays back on. No matter how descriptive you are and how clear a picture you think you can paint while telling someone about plays like those, they ultimately are going to end up telling you they just are going to have to go look for it to believe it with their own eyes. It reminds us of Thomas telling the other apostles that until he touched the nail mark in Jesus' hands and put his hand in Jesus' side, he just couldn't believe it. He needed to watch the replay, so to speak. This is supposed to be a happy time of year, preparing for the coming of Christ in the form of a baby, but instead it's a time when many people are worried, they're depressed, some are even scared. Jesus is here. He is our hope. Believe in him and seek him. As he told the apostles after Thomas finally did get to witness with his own two eyes, John 20:29, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Moving on now with episode 46, my guest is one of the winningest coaches in high school baseball, having coached for 10 years at Tampa Catholic High School, where he posted an amazing one-loss record of 329 wins and 39 losses. His teams won four state championships and a national championship. He went on to coach at the University of Tampa and also scouted for Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals. Last year, he was number 26 on a list of the top 50 coaches in Tampa Bay sports history, and he has been inducted into four halls of fame. He has his own foundation, which is dedicated to teaching young children life skills through sports, and just over a year ago, he launched a series of what is now six books to bring life skills to young athletes through a diverse set of characters representing each baseball position on the field. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Peter Mulry.
Bruce, how are you today? It's great to be able to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to talk to you, too. I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead and tell us how your faith journey began many years ago as an altar boy.
Well, you know, I grew up in a very Irish Catholic neighborhood in Rutherford, New Jersey. And when I was seven, we moved next to a family called the Rogers that had 15 children.
Whoa.
And oh, Miss Rogers went to Mass every morning. And she was the one that told me that, you know, you really need to be an altar boy and give some of your time and get to Mass early in the morning and start your day off like that. So, you know, here I'm 7 and 8, Bruce, and here's an older lady, probably in her 70s. And I said, yes, ma'am. So she took me in and introduced me to one of the priests there. And it seemed like that started me really all through elementary school and a little bit in high school. But that was really my start of my journey. And plus, I had, you know, a family that Mass was very important to them. My dad would go several times a week and just had a very good prayer life about him. I mean, he wasn't boisterous about it, but if you knew him, you knew that was a part of his life.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then moving on, for college, you attended St. Leo. What did you study there, and how did your faith carry you through college?
Well, I was a social science education major, and that's what I graduated was with a BA, Bachelor of Arts in Social Studies / Education. And really, there, you know, it was such a, Bruce, it was such a liberal arts education at the time that, you know, you had to have 12 hours of philosophy, 12 hours of theology. So you
Wow.
got a pretty good, you got a pretty good sprinkling every semester there.
Wow.
And plus, the gentleman that influenced me in my life, Bob Sullivan, was the baseball coach at St. Leo, and he was a very devout Catholic. And really, you know, sometimes we worked so hard in the field, we thought Sunday we'd take the day off, but not with him. He'd be tapping us on the shoulder, getting us up at 6:30 so he could go over to Mass at 7:30 in the morning. In the monastery, and I tell people, if you've never been to the monastery at St. Leo University, it is absolutely a beautiful place, and you know when you walk in there, there's a presence. There's a definite feel in that monastery. And I think with that, it just kind of carried me through in terms of, you know, people believed in us when we were young men and didn't believe in ourselves. And I think that's kind of the spiritual journey that kept me going, because at St. Leo, because, you know, I came from New Jersey, and I think that going to Florida was the first time I had been out of the state of New Jersey, except to go across the river to New York City, to really move far away and start a journey. So the people there just were all about caring about you and getting for you, create an environment that was the most spiritual healthy for you.
Well, but the fact that you did come all the way from New Jersey to Florida, you could have gone anywhere in the country and still gotten a Catholic education. So why did you come all the way down to Florida from New Jersey just to go to St. Leo?
Well, one of the reasons was I played with a couple of fellas at St. Mary's High School, and they were like seniors when I was a sophomore. And when it was over, you know, they had to told the coach, this guy is a decent player, and but he needs a little help. He comes from a lower income home. How can you help him? And so that's why I went there. I mean, I could have went to anywhere in the Northeast, but I chose Florida because I wanted to play baseball. And, you know, there's we're spoiled here with the weather.
Sure.
You know, you're going to, if you're a baseball player, you're going to play in the sun. I mean, I can remember playing in a state championship in New Jersey in 1962 in April, and it's snowing. So, you know, Bruce, it's a little different. So I kind of got spoiled here. But it was, you know, the whole, you know, the Benedictine motto, Bruce, is work and pray. And it was a working monastery while I was there. So there was over 100 monks there. So, you know, I don't care where you were on campus, you were amongst them. And they, you know, whether it be the paint shop, whether it be the laundry, whether it be the cafeteria, they had a large part in building that university from the ground up. So we saw it in action every day. And, you know, they would go in and pray in the monastery 4 times a day. And when you're around that, I think there's just a pretty different, peaceful feeling about that
sure.
university. And
sure.
and still is.
Yeah,
still is
yeah.
today.
Yeah, and listeners, in case you haven't put two and two together, you've heard me, hopefully you've been listening for quite a while now. St. Leo, that is where I am a Benedictine oblate, at the St. Leo Abbey, same as where Peter is talking about. Peter, we have to move on because I have a lot more questions, and unfortunately, we're just not going to have enough time to do justice to what I'm about to ask you. But I did read in the intro quite an impressive list of accomplishments. If it's possible to talk briefly, because of how much you accomplished there, can you just talk briefly about all your years with Tampa Catholic and everything that I mentioned that you accomplished?
Sure. I started coaching there in 1968 and spent a decade there. Out of that decade, in the 10 years, we were in six Final Fours. We won the state championship. 68, 71, 73, and 76. We were the national championships and won the national championship in 1973 and set really a tone to the program that has now won one national championship and nine state championships in the state. So I think it was a combination of great players, a great system that took them through a very teaching-orientated program, and then some great administrators at the time at Tampa Catholic, and some great parents. So we had a little bit of everything, Bruce, that caused a little high school to become on the map on a national level.
But I feel like you're going to tell me that as much success as you and the players had on the field, I sense that there's probably also a strong element that went into the time you spent with them that had everything to do with their faith life and less to do with baseball. Yes.
Yes. And, you know, we just had a Hall of Fame at Tampa Catholic, and the first team, 1968 baseball state champions, was inducted into the Hall of Fame at Tampa Catholic. And so, you know, here we are 52 years later, and everybody except one gentleman that was indisposed, who's alive today, was there. So you know the feeling of love that surrounds a group of men that still come back and want to see each other and reminisce about the things they accomplished on the field, but also in the things that they accomplished after the field in their lives. They're Amen. Great men.
Amen. Amen. Well, this will probably segue nicely into the fact that I also mentioned in the intro that you have your own foundation, the Peter J. Mulry Foundation. When and why did you start that?
Well, in 2002, I was living in a little place called Perdido Key, Florida, which is right by the Naval Air Station, and started because I was in real estate. I had left coaching and developed a real estate company at that time. And at that time, someone said, would you kind of help the kids over at the park? And I said, I'll help the kids if I can help the coaches and the parents really realize what we can do with baseball and use it as a tool to teach life skills through sports. And one of the tools we talked about is, you know, the whole essence of the program, the Peter J. Mulry program, is what we call the stars of the future. Because without our youth doing well, we're in trouble, Bruce. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know where we are. And I've always believed that the whole acronym to STARS is spirituality, teamwork, attitude, respect, and then being a better student and learning all we can about being a better person. So that was the start of it. And then 8 years ago, I came back to Tampa. I started a 501c3 called the Peter J. Mulry Foundation. That's real mission was life skills through sports and other activities. So that's really how it's got its foundation. Because once I could give it a 24-hour and not a two-hour day or a one-hour day, then we became ready to do what I call a public charity, and that's what we are, our 501c3 is all about.
Well, and I'm curious as to how the foundation recipients are chosen, but before Peter explains that, listeners, I want to mention first that with there only being a couple weeks left in the year, churches, dioceses, ministries, organizations, etc., are all putting plans in place for 2020 and some of the events that will be organized then. If you or maybe someone you're close with have a say in any of that, be reminded that I am available as a speaker for your event. That might be a sports night, a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or something else where my Catholic sports radio ministry is a fit. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode 1 of this show, which is still out there and available, as well as on the website, and then look for the very short Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And then also on CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show, taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish, securely, online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I'll get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. Peter, what about the foundation? How do the recipients get chosen?
Well, it's really the foundation is we hold, like January 11th, we'll hold a citywide clinic. Kids from, boys and girls from 7 to 13 with baseball and soccer and softball, they can come to the clinic for free. You can go into my website and register. There's no really, we pick the recipients because it's open to everyone. And with that, you know, we'll help kids with scholarship dollars, with life skill training, with different things. So there's really not, Bruce, there's not a recipient we pick. It's up to the recipients to really pick us.
Okay, so let's stay on this January 11th event that you talked about, the Kid Life Skills Camp. Who is going to be helping you with that? Other coaches? Because you did also mention life skills. So is it coaches or is it a mix?
Well, it's a mix of life skill teachers, coaches. For example, some of our speakers are, if you know, J.P. Peterson has his own sports show in town, was a very famous radio announcer in Atlanta, and he is a big proponent of life skills through sports. He'll be there. Coach Erickson, who will be our Olympic softball coach, will be there. We'll have Mitch Wilkins will run our softball area state championship as one of the best programs, and he'll bring probably 8 or 10 college and high school coaches.
Wow.
Into there. Rick Deloitte at St. Leo will bring 16 of his players down.
Wow.
Pop Cuesta will be there. Bobby Diaz will be there. Louis Diaz. I mean, we will have, not only is this the only free clinic in the state of Florida in our Tampa Bay community, but there's not many groups, many foundations that are really on the ground doing this in action. A lot of people talk about it, but we're really out there walking it. And altogether, this will be my 8th one in Tampa, but altogether, this is our 19th life skills through sports day that we're having.
And what ages can attend, and then what is the website where they can go for more information?
Sure. The ages are 7 to 13, girls and boys, softball, soccer, baseball, whatever they can choose. And it's very easy. It's PeterJMoreyFoundation.org. It's my name, PeterJMoreyFoundation.org.
Okay, and listeners, I'll put a link to that from the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net. And again, that's January 11th. But 2 days before that, Peter, you have a gala that Orestes Destrada, he's a former Major League Baseball player who's on the Tampa Bay Rays telecast, will be a part of. Talk about that event.
Sure. That event is an offshoot that we created, Bruce, from the Peter J. Mowry. It's a fundraiser, and it's called the 100 Men and Women Making a Difference in Tampa Bay. And I got that idea from a couple of Catholic friends at St. Leo that were doing a program like this in Dallas and Fort Worth, and I kind of borrowed it. It's our fundraiser kind of like you talked about, where we can have people come in, donate $100 to be one of the 100 men and women. And that goes through to defray the cost of our ACES Nation, our tuition reduction program, our parent awareness, this event we talked about on the 11th. And then also that, you know, we do have a program now where we're writing some sports books, Threads and Friends, that is at this juncture, 6 books into a series to help kids with life skills through sports.
Beautiful, beautiful. And to sort of bring things full circle, at the beginning, you talked about the neighbor in New Jersey and daily mass. You, in fact, attend morning mass 5 times a week. How important is that to you to start your day that way?
Well, I kind of tell you, Bruce, it kind of sets my day. You know, I've always thought the mass was one of the most beautiful rituals that we have in the world. And a Jesuit priest told me one time, he said, the most beautiful thing about it, it's transpersonal. That the same mass that's occurring in Tampa is occurring in Rome, or is occurring
in New Jersey.
Come on, or New Jersey, or wherever. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I am one of those men that it just kind of sets my tone. And because I tell people, just go one day and listen to how many times the word mercy and peace is mentioned, and forgiveness, all the positive things that we take this spiritual walk that we need to have as Catholic men and women. And I think that's why I go. I like that feeling of, okay, I got a better feeling because I'm on the peaceful side. And so let me go walk my walk. And it helps me personally to be able to do that. It sets a neat tone with me. And, you know, I tried it without it, Bruce. And I tried it with it, and it's so much better with it.
Nicely said. Nicely said. And listeners, trust me, I do not give out the questions in advance to the guests when they come on. But ironically, I did want to close, Peter, by asking you to talk about the fact that you do say that you don't necessarily teach the gospel. You walk the gospel.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people that talk the talk and don't walk the walk. And I've always believed that if you're going to have a purposeful spiritual life, you have a direction to your purpose, I think you just got to go do. And that's why we do the things we do within the foundation, because it's very purposeful. It's very spiritual. And the walk is just, let's go do, you know, let's not just talk about it. Let's just go out and do it. And I think we live in a world, Bruce, that does an awful lot of talking about things and just doesn't get it done. And I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to see that. So I just think the more people that can help young people, that we got some positive role models, and, you know, it's like, I'd love you to come out to either event, because you'll see people there that are committed to give our young people as much as they can to be as successful as they can in life.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say that while it is very important to have coaches and instructors who do maximize what young students have in them in terms of baseball skills or softball skills or whatever the sport is, you can teach them all the techniques in the world, but at some point, someone has to be bold and say, we also need to teach you, as you're saying, life skills. We also have to use this as an opportunity to minister to these kids so that it's not baseball comes first and then everything else comes second. On the contrary, as this Catholic Sports Radio ministry stands for, we worship God and God alone. We don't worship baseball. We don't worship sport. All that is important and all that has a lot of terrific qualities to it. However, it's like you said, you tried going to church every day and you tried not going, and you see where things fall more positively when you do go to church every day. You're going to see that when these kids get these life skills worked into them and when they get ministered and not just taught technique, they're going to become better young men, as you saw with the student athletes that you coached at Tampa Catholic.
Correct. And at Tampa Catholic, I worked for a principal, Sister Julie Sullivan, a Dominican nun, that would say, look, there's nothing here that's extracurricular. Everything here from 7:30 to 6:30 is co-curricular. So whether you're in the band or whether you're in a biology class, whether you're in baseball, whether you're in the National Forensic League or Glee Club, they're all a part of the same thing of building the type of character we want in our young Catholic people today. And it was beautiful.
Wonderful.
Because everybody knew we're only using this as a teaching tool to get this done.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So whether, you know, and I tell you what, Bruce, it worked. It worked. And today we have too much people that view it as extracurricular instead of co-curricular, that it fits into the whole Catholic educational process and that it builds better Catholic young men and women.
Amen. Amen. Peter, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time. I really enjoyed having you on Catholic Sports Radio.
Oh, Bruce, I have too. And let's not be strangers. Anything I can do for you, please let me know.
Thank you, my friend. Peace be with you.
God bless you.
Listeners, we will close, as always, with a prayer. This is one that's a coach's prayer, fittingly, since that is where Peter made his mark in sports. So this one is for a coach to use. Let's say it together right now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, guide me as I try to coach my team to build each player's character and boost their self-esteem. May I keep an even temper and remember it's a game. Let me not have favorite players, but treat them all the same. Grant me patient wisdom and that as I praise them or correct, remembering that I must work to earn each one's respect. Lord, whether we may win or lose, may all who are watching see the kind of coach at every game that you would have me be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at catholicsingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.